Welcome to everyone. Is there something to be shared? Last time Vasishth has been talking. That using some whatever speciality you feel about yourself, using that to practice, not to feel special, and having done practices, enough practices, he was saying that certainly you will probably fall in place, kind of like somehow that will happen. And continuing again, and he's saying, Punaha Paurusha Masirti Chittama Kramme Chetisa Bishokam Padmasirti Nirashika Sthiro Bhava. So saying that by practices you arrive, you fall in place, but he's saying still still sometimes waves will appear, still waves of I think feeling hurt, waves of disappointments, still can come. So he's saying again, puna paurush masrit, again. Like, as soon as you see one of them appearing, again making effort and like a like he's saying, like the using the consciousness as ointment to your individuality, kind of, you know, like he's saying, actually, because you have uprooted, you know, like a uprooted the roots, so certainly there will be like some kind of like still absence will be felt, and because of feeling absence, you know, everything can come back again, like, you know, like if you like whatever you have, and if that is not, then as absence that will be felt again some point. So that's why he's saying, like, using chetasa means this light, wisdom, and probably it will be kind of massaging the chitta, the individual plate, through that. And he's saying, like, if you do that, then certainly bisho come, all the like possibility to catch from absence. The unhappinesses will also be removed, and also possibility to be disappointed through absence of disappointment will also, it's like more like a healing, you know, will be healed. And then certainly, like the ocean will be waves less, like he's saying, sthirobhav, like certainly another kind of stability will happen, which even cannot be moved even by absence of things.
What do you mean about when you say absence?
Yeah, because
forgetting?
No, not forgetting, because like once you have worked on something, so you uprooted. So, but like, you know, the presence is not there. But as absence, that can be present there. Like this, you know, there is, like so far he has been talking about uprooting what is present there. And now he's talking what is not present, but its absence. Like, say, you know, something has been painful because of presence, and you uprooted that. But then, because, you know, like, because absence can be felt, and then everything can come back again. So he's saying, like, really uprooting also the absence. Because absence is also a kind of presence, you know. Absence is not absence, actually, you know. Absence is also a kind of presence, you know, like in another way. So that's why he's talking just to even work there.
How do
I approve? Yeah, because, you know, you have been uprooting, so maybe if you can speak. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, by yoga, you know, like this, like many, many ways, you know, uprooting, there is not a one way, so everyone will use a different way to uproot the things. Meditation, devotion, yoga, like all the paths really are to uproot these things. And now he's saying, man ev samarth o manso dhr nigrahe raja kah samartha syat ragyo raghav vigrahe. So again he's saying, for all this, you have to start with the mind, but certainly from the mind it cannot be done. So you start with mind and keep on trying to find something other than the mind, and keep on deepening into that, and he's saying, like, you will find eligibility, you know, if you keep on, if you start with mind and keep on deepening into, like, you know, something else, and something else, so then eligibility will come to uproot. And certainly like a example, you know, again, we have to understand that is the kingdom, and they only understand the language of like winning and defeating. So he's saying like, certainly only a king can be like conquered by the king, you know, like nothing else. So certainly mind cannot conquer, you know, that, but something starting from the mind and deepening, and something else will be found, and that will have eligibility to kind of to do the job or to uproot presence and absence. You know, the absence means like also from absence, things come, you know, because like you can feel present of something, and also absence is kind of presence, you know, like, you know, if dog is here,
yeah.
So when dog is out,
right.
You know, like this place will not be same,
right.
As before, you will feel absence of dog, kind of, you know, so something like, something differs, so that's why he's saying, calling. Also try to uproot absence, you know, because absence is also like presence, you know, it's not absence. So that's what he's talking about. Yeah. Krishna grahitanam sam सारान वर हसी आवर्ते रुह्य मानानाम दूरे समन एव नौ. look at, he's saying like, you know, all this, what is needed to be uprooted, has happened in a process, you know, like it is not that it has happened in one day, you know, it really has been a process to come. And this is why it again will be a process to go away. You know? Like it came through a process, like slowly, slowly, and also slowly, slowly it will go away. So saying like, since all this has been through a process, you know, it came like slowly, 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 and deepened in you. So similarly, it will also go through a process, like slowly, slowly, and then deepening, and then, you know, this uprooting of absence. Man saiv mamas chitva pasparam badhanam unmochito na enatm savannen mokshate. And like in a process, he's saying like mind has this ability to tie yourself, and finding that like this is it, you know, you have no kind of like you. He's saying like in process, mind has ways it ties you into all these things, and then like even it feels like that you have no way, you know, like there is no way to be out of it, you know, it's like so. He's saying like parambadhanam, you know, it's like it has supreme tying ability, you know. It can really tie you in such a way that like it will be very difficult to find, you know, like where are the ropes. It's like also he's saying that certainly like when you have to open unmochito, like when you have to open it again, it will take like one by one, you know, the like same kind of effort, you know, like one by one, and then certainly he's saying he's very sure that certainly all of them will be removed and mochete, like liberation will come, you will be liberated, you will be untied. So certainly it has great power to tie you, but also effort is even greater than that, because that can untie you, like both possibilities. या उदेति मनो नामनी वासना वसितांतरा ताम ताम परिहरेत प्राज्ञ ततो अविद्या क्षयो भवेत। एंड ऑल्सो ही सेइंग लाइक ऑल्सो टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट इज नॉट वन थिंग विच इज टाइंग यू, सो प्रोबेबली यू विल अनटाई वन एंड देन सर्टेनली समथिंग एल्स विल कम, यू नो समथिंग अदर विल कम एंड कीप ऑन एज लॉन्ग एज इट टेक्स, कीप ऑन opening and uprooting, and then only like ignorance, all ignorances will be uprooted if you keep on, you know. It's not like what he's trying to say, that not to understand that it's like only one thing and I uproot this and then everything will be clean. So saying you will uproot one and find another and uproot that and find another. So what is important is just to keep on and uproot as long as it takes, you know, and certainly, again, he's saying like, avidya chayo bhavet, the ignorance like is whittled, kind of, you know, at the end, you know, it's kind of like you keep on whittling and then there is nothing left, kind of, no. That also happens. So, chayo, chayo means like a, you know, when there is nothing to be whittled. Right? So, keep on whittling. And again, he is assuring us that, because like, you know, we whittle and then think that, you know, it's not finishing, you know, like really we feel, you know, it's not going to come and to an end. So that's why he's saying like, certainly there is an end, you know, there is like, you know, you will whittle and nothing will be there. So that state will also come.
What does the ignorance pertain to? Is it the ignorance? Is it the belief in a separate self?
Yeah, believing like separation, and then kind of acting from there, like that. वासनाम त्यक्त वा त्यजत भेद वासनाम भावा भावो ततस्त्यक्त्वा निर्विकल्पः सुखी भव। So saying that we have to we have to understand like the feeling of lack in us, and also we have to understand like separation, like how we are separate, and and also understand presence and absence, and all this understanding via experientially, you know, not understanding of the understanding. And certainly, if experientially we understand, like, you know, if we remember lacking something and so this lacking in the mind is very difficult, but lacking, experiencing lacking is not same difficult. And then, of course, like this experience goes very deep, and then almost like it's not felt. So saying, really you have to kind of go with the lack inside, and there will be a moment that this will be understood, that lack is not true. You know, there is no lack. And similarly, with the separation, like if you bring separation in, and then it will not be found. Also with the presence and absence, if that also goes like very, very deep, then is not there. So like when all these experiences go Right. Nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa means continuity, when all these experiences reach continuity, then there is no, like, none of them exist. And he's saying, like, bringing all of them into continuity, like, within you, into life, which is a continuity, which is like a constant. There is no beginning and end. So saying, like, really bringing everything there, and certainly contentment will happen. Like, you will feel content, not not continuity and discontinuity. Es ev banunas svat avidyanasam uchyate yatat savedyate kinchit tatra samvedanam param. And he's saying, like, this is like to reach in continuity is the end of mind, is the manonash. And also, reaching continuity is also the end of ignorance. And yatat samvedyate kinchit. Like you know, like if we look the awareness we have, like it's being aware of you know, like, generally, awareness we have is like being aware of, and then we are aware. So it's like it is aware of something, but then also not aware of many, many things. This quality awareness we have. So saying, like, reaching this continuity He's saying like samvedanam param. There is like the, you know, to be aware, you don't have to be aware of, like a, like, you know, generally all our experiences of life are being aware of. And like we always question this, you know, like if I'm not aware of, you know, how I will kind of, you know, I will be, you know, there is no like experientially we have no other way than being aware of to live life. And he's saying like, you know, if you manage to dig, you know, to reach there, like a, he's calling param samvedanam, like you will have this awareness which doesn't depend on being aware of, like which really like, you know, I think it's very difficult to explain, like very easy to, you know, to reach there and know it, kind of, you know, it's like a generally awareness we have, like, you know, is aware of something and sleeping for things, you know, other things, like, you know, is aware of, like we become attentive and then is aware of that, but then sleeping to all other things and arriving like this, what he is asking, digging and reaching there is it's no sleep, kind of, you know, like it acts without sleepiness, you know, like it's like, you know, if you remember, like when you meditate, so like you in meditation, like when meditation deepens, suddenly you find that like your awareness is sharper than before, like than it has been, and if you keep on, it really gets sharper. And maybe, you know, the, like reaching this depth he's talking, probably it doesn't need to be sharpened, you know, it's inbuilt, because this, like this sharpening, it's sharpening of like our awareness. Like when we practice, the sharpening of our mental awareness happens. And what Sage is talking, you know, like when you really reach, it's inbuilt sharpness, you know, you don't need any kind of practices to like to you know, to have this awareness which is not aware of. So seeing like there, you will have the supreme there will be the consciousness which doesn't need to be conscious of, like, you know, that quality of consciousness which doesn't need to be conscious of. So saying like really keep on digging and then you will reach the quality of consciousness which doesn't need to be conscious of.
I didn't understand the
continuity. The continuity is the same thing, you know, that consciousness, you know, that like the life, you know, like beyond the expression. So there is like this, like you can call, because it's like also like much aliveness, so it also feels like continue, you know, like something like a current going on. So that's why I'm saying continuity, and in another way, like this quality of awareness without being too aware of, you know, without having to be, you know, the quality of consciousness without having to be conscious of, like something like the same, like one, in one packet, you know, all these things like exist, you know. Continuity is because it's like so alive, you know. So kind of, you know, it's really continuity. So that's why, you know.
Like an ongoing flow.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, it's like really, really, like, you know, like if you understand aliveness, you know, like just like when sometimes like you are just happy to be alive, you know, like nothing else. Like, you know, I think, you know, this most of us felt that, like just happy to be, you know, without any content, you know, like without being Indian or, you know, not belonging to any country, but happy. Many times we are happy because I am Indian, you know, like that kind of, but not that kind of happiness, you know, like just happy because being is felt so alive, you know, like it's like really, it's so full that, you know, it felt like happiness. So something like that, you know. Yeah, it feels nice, yeah. Thank you. So maybe we can have some quiet time.